Good morning. Welcome to the Buzzer Beats Podcast, your daily sports rundown presented by Buzzer. I'm Harris Rubenstein. We've got headline scores, and we start with Game 4 of the NHL Western Conference Finals as the Avalanche win 6-5 in overtime. Absolutely insane game. Colorado goes to the finals for the first time in 22 years. They had four goals in the third period to tie it. Will they play the Rangers or the Lightning in the finals? We will see, but a really fun game to end a series that I thought would be a little bit more entertaining. But the Avalanche are just way too damn good. All-pro defensive tackle Aaron Donald is returning to the Rams with a big raise that will make him the highest-paid non-quarterback in the NFL. The Rams reworked Donald's deal to give him an extra $40 million over the last 3 years of his existing deal, making him the first non-QB to eclipse $30 million per season. The reworked deal brings the total value of Donald's contract to $95 million over 3 years. Coach Sean McVay said, quote, "It's a big deal. He's earned it. He's truly one of one, in my opinion." His deal includes $65 million guaranteed in the first 2 years of his contract and is structured in such a way that Donald can either retire or return for the 2024 season for an additional $30 million guaranteed. Darvin Ham was introduced as the Lakers' new coach yesterday. Point guard Russell Westbrook is standing off to the side in a public show of support for the hiring. Ham reciprocated the support right back to him after a tumultuous first season in LA for the former MVP. Ham said, quote, "Don't get it messed up. Westbrook is one of the best players our league has ever seen, and there's still a ton left in the tank." Lakers Vice President of Basketball Ops Rob Pelinka joined Ham for the occasion. Pelinka said Ham was the, quote, "unanimous choice by the team's hiring committee." One coach comes in, another goes out as the Bruins fire Bruce Cassidy, the head coach that had led Boston to Stanley Cup playoff seasons in the last 6 years. Boston was eliminated in the first round of the 2022 postseason by the Carolina Hurricanes, a seven-game series that ended on May 14th. The 57-year-old Cassidy was behind Boston's bench for 399 games, leaves with a record of 245-108. And 46. Another woman has filed a civil lawsuit against Deshaun Watson, raising the number of women who have accused the Cleveland Browns quarterback of inappropriate conduct during massage sessions to 24. The lawsuit alleges the plaintiff massaged Watson twice. The first session, the lawsuit says, was cut short because Watson had to leave abruptly after taking a phone call. The lawsuit said Watson scheduled a second massage a few days later when the woman alleges that Watson exposed himself and masturbated and, quote, offered no apology or explanation for his conduct. Though two grand juries in Texas declined to pursue criminal charges against Watson earlier this year, the NFL is investigating whether he violated its code of conduct and interviewed the quarterback in person last month as part of its investigation. San Francisco 49ers have excused Jimmy Garoppolo from mandatory minicamp. Garoppolo will not participate in this week's minicamp is no surprise, as he has not taken part in the team's offseason conditioning program. The hope for both sides is that once Garoppolo is cleared to start throwing again, which is expected to happen at the end of June, early July, a trade will take shape. Garoppolo is entering the final season of his contract and is scheduled to count at about $27 million against the 22 cap. Phil Mickelson to return to golf at the first Saudi-backed LIV event beginning Thursday in London. Mickelson at 51 hasn't played since missing the cut at the Farmers Insurance Open in January. He skipped the Masters and the PGA Championship, an event he won last year. He took time away from golf after his controversial comments about the PGA Tour's, quote, "obnoxious greed" and the Saudi Arabian financiers of LIV Golf caused a firestorm. LIV Golf is offering staggering purses. The total prize money is $255 million, including $25 million for each of the first seven regular season tournaments, the richest in pro golf. Let's go to the moments we're watching today. Rangers Lightning, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN. Little WNBA as well. Lynx Liberty at 8 p.m. on CBS Sports Network. And then the Dream and the Storm at 10 p.m. right after them. For our FanDuel Fast Break, just one line for you guys tonight. Lightning, a -146 at home. Hard to see them dropping this one. On this day in sports history, back in 1992, Mets first baseman Eddie Murray records his 1,510th run batted in during a 15-1 thrashing of the Pirates to pass Mickey Mantle as the all-time RBI leader among MLB switch hitters. Gotta love Eddie Murray. It was a really good Oriole too. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsTheme, and if you haven't already, you can follow Buzzer at Buzzer on all platforms. Check out the Buzzer app, available for download on the Apple and Google Play stores. Never miss a moment with Buzzer, the hottest app for watching the best moments of live sports. Have a great day, everyone. Make someone smile today, and we'll see you tomorrow.